Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We learned in the previous shiur that a karban yoledes is composed of a chatas and an ola. And we said the chatas makes her mechusar kapara. She can't eat karbanos until she brings her chatas. And the ola is a mitzvah min hamufchar. And we're continuing from there. So the Rambam didn't literally mean that it's mechusar kapara, but that it's not even an Isser Aseh, but it's something that should be brought. And we compare that to Minchas HaOmer SheKimtza Shelo Lishma. That's kosher, and the Shirayim aren't eaten until you bring a new Minchas HaOmer. Bringing the new Minchas HaOmer is a mitzvah, because Be'etzem, the Shirayim can already be eaten immediately, because Beheira Mizrach, already when it gets light on the 16th, that already is the time that the Omer is Mutter, according to Reish Lakish. So why then do you have to bring another Minchas Omer to be Matir these Shirayim? The answer is Mitzvah Min HaMufchar. So too, by the Ola of the Yoledes. So that the Rambam says that the mechusar kapara, that an ola is considered a mechusar kapara, even though it's not matir any iser, it's just a name, it's a kriyas shem that the Rambam is calling it. However, it's not be'etzem a machshir or a matir at all, even though there's a mitzvah to wait with achilas kodshim until after the hakravas Ha'ola. And we see this from the sugya in Menachos and Avdalah Amar Aleph. It says there, Amar Rav, Minchas HaOmer SheKamtza Shelo Lishma Psula. If you have a Minchas HaOmer and the Kmitza was done Shelo Lishma, it's Pasul. Hoyel Uvasa LaHatir V'lo Hitira, since it comes to be Matir and it's not Matir, and therefore the whole Karban is Pasul. This means that since the whole inyan of the Minchas HaOmer is to be matir the Yisr Chadash, Mimela, if the person did the Kmitza Shelo Lishma and it's not matir the Chadash and it didn't accomplish its job, it has no more benefit and it's Pasa Lagamre and you are not Makrivit. Reish Lakish argues with Rav and Daf Hei and says that Minchas HaOmer SheKimtza Shelo Lishma is kosher v'shiyareh einam ne'achalim. So the Reish Lakish holds that a Minchas Omer, that the Kmitza was done Shelo Lishma, is kosher. However, the remainder of the Mincha is not eaten. You can put the Kmitza on the Mizbeach, but the remainder which you eat is not eaten until you're makriv another Minchas HaOmer. And then when you're makriv of this Minchas HaOmer, then you are permitted to eat this new grain. So what is the machlokes between Rav and Reish Lakish? That Rav says Minchas HaOmer SheKamtza Shelo Lishma is pasul, since it comes to be matir and it's not matir. And Reish Lakish says that it's kosher, since you can't eat the Shirayim until you bring another Minchas HaOmer, but the Etzem Minchas HaOmer itself is kosher. So it would seem that they argue that Rav holds that the Iker Din Minchas HaOmer is only to be Matir Chadash, but it has no Din Hakrava Mitzad Kedushas HaYom of Tez Zayin B'Nisan. And therefore, if it's Shelo Lishma and it's not Matir, it's Pasul Lagamre. Masha Enkein, Reish Lakish holds that besides the Din Heter Chadash that the Omer has, it also has a Din Karban Mitzat Kedushas Hayom. And Memela, even if it's not Matir, nevertheless it's Kasher Mitzat the Din of Karban that comes Mikedushas Hayom. However, in the Or Avram, he suggests that it could very well be that they're not arguing on this point at all. Because look there in the Gemara in Menachos. Rav says, V'chein ata omer, ve'asham nazir, ve'asham mitzora, sheshachtan shelo lishman, psulim, hoil uvo lehachshir, v'lo hechshiru. If you have an asham nazir, that is machshir, the nazir, tame, to start counting his nazirus days of tara, or if you have an asham mitzora, which is machshir, the mitzora, to come to the machane, if he brings them shelo lishma, they are pasul, since they came to be machshir, and they weren't machshir since they were brought shelo lishma. So you see from this, says Rav, that if it wasn't machshir, it's pasul agamre, like we see by the Minchas HaOmer. If it's not going to be matir the Omer, chaval azman, it's pasul agamre. The Gemara there asks, according to Rav, Maishna Asham Nazir v'Asham Mitzara b'shelo lishma. Why is an Asham Nazir and an Asham Mitzara that are lo lishma, why are they pasul agamre? Because they come to be machshir and they're not machshir. So why don't we say the same thing by Asham Gzelos and Asham Mi'ilos? That an Asham one brings for thievery or for Mi'ila, that if he shechted them shelo lishma, they should be pasul legamre, because they came to be mechaper and they weren't mechaper. And we learned in the Mishnah at the beginning of Zvachim that kol ha-zvachim sheshechten shelo lishma are kasher, except for Pesach and Chatos. So you're not yotzei lo olu l'bailin l'shem chova, the Mishnah says, but it's still a kasher, a karban. So why, according to Rav, are we not machshir Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzora? Why do we say those karbanos are pasul if they're lo lishma, because they're not machshir the Nazir to start as Nazirus Tyra, and it's not machshir the Mitzora to come back to the camp? So if you hold of that, then why is it then that, according to the Mishnah, Asham Gzelos and Asham Me'ilos are kosher even if they're not mechaper? So you see that even if it doesn't accomplish its purpose, it can still be kosher, because it has a different, the very carbon itself is kosher, even if it doesn't accomplish its greater purpose of kapara. So too, say that even though the Asham Mitzorah, Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzorah aren't accomplishing their greater purpose of being machshir the person for Tara, but they should still be kosher. Why do we pass all those karbanos when they're shelo lishma? And this Rav Yirmiyah answers that the pasuk is mechalek between mechaprin and machshirin. Mechaprim, sometimes ispu dasu lachar misa, sometimes they come after misa. Machshirim don't come after misa, because we learned in a Mishnah, ha'isha she'viya chatasu meisi yaviya yorshin olasa, olasu meisin lo yaviyu yorshin chatasu. That if you have a woman who brings her chatas and then she dies, her yorshin bring her ola. Because this woman is chayav in a chatas and in an ola. So, this yoledes. So if she brings her chatas and she dies, the yorshim bring her ola. If she brings her ola and she dies, the yorshim don't bring her chatas. Rashi explains, because the chatas yoledes comes to be machshir, to eat kachim. And an ola is coming to be mechaper. So the reason that they bring the chata, the ola, after she dies is because you can bring a kapara even after misa. But hachshara, to be machshir lechol b'kachim, that you don't have after misa. So you see that a karban hamachshir isn't coming after misa. Mashen ken, a mechaper is coming after misa. And since we see that there's a mechaper that's coming after misa, even though it's definitely not mechaper achar misa and kapar achar misa, but still a carbon that is mechaper is still brought after misa, and that's why you bring the ola even after misa. So now we're going to use the same logic for the din of shelo lishma, that even though it's not mechaper, it still can be brought. If you have a karban that's lo lishma, if it's a mechaper, it's brought, even though it's not going to achieve kapara. Just like mechaperim are brought after misa, even though they don't achieve kapara. So you see that a karban that's mechaper is brought even though it doesn't achieve the greater goal of kapara. So therefore, it can be brought after misa, and the same applies as Rav Yirmiyah, it can be brought shelo lishma. But machshirin, that we don't find that they come after misa, that means they can only come if they're actually machshir lechol bekotshim, if they're only machshir v'tafer tara. So they also can't be brought shelo lishma. If they're shelo lishma, they're not kosher, because they're not achieving their greater goal. So that's the chilek between mechaperim, which are brought after misa and therefore also shelo lishma, and machshirim, which are not brought after misa and therefore also not brought shelo lishma. To explain the svara of Rav, we can say that we have to understand the ikar yisod v'geder karbanos kulam. What's a karban all about? We could say on one hand that the ikar din of a karban is to mimakriv lamizbeach uleshem Hashem, like it says in the famous Mishnah Tzvachim Mem Vav Amid Beis, uleshem shishit dvar mezevach nizbach, uleshem Hashem, uleshem reach nichoach, etc., uleshem Hashem, for God, to make give Hashem nachas ruach v'nasir ritzono. So we could say that's the yisod of karbanos. The ikar of a karban is to bring it for Hashem, to give Hashem nachas ruach. In addition to that, there's also a greater, an overarching accomplishment. And the greatest thing in the world is to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu nachas ruach. But there's also an outcome of the karban. What's the greater outcome? I don't want to say greater, because it's not necessarily greater. But what else does a karban accomplish? A karban accomplishes that it's also mechaper, it's machshir, it's matir. So our karban has other purposes as well besides l'shem Hashem. But we can say that even if you don't accomplish the hachshara, the kapara, the hatara, but the ikar karban is still a karban. Or we can say no, that the whole ikar yisod of dinar karbanos is what they're trying to accomplish. Kapara, hechsher, heter, and if they're not accomplishing any of these goals, then you don't have the ikar shem karban in its puzzle. And that lechora is the svara of Rav. Rav is holding that a karban that's coming to be matir and wasn't matir, a karban that's coming to be machshir and wasn't machshir, doesn't have a shame karban. It's worthless. Like the second side of the chakira, that if it's not accomplishing its goal, its outcome, then it's not a karban. So if it's not machshir, chaval azman, don't bring it. It's not a karban anymore. It's nothing. But that's only if it's come to be matir or machshir. Masha'enken, a karban that's coming to be mechaper, since we find by an olas yoledes that it's coming to be mechaper, and nevertheless it comes after misa, so willy-nilly, legabe karbanos that are coming to be mechaper, ikar yisod dinam is the hakrava l'shem Hashem. And therefore, even if they're not mechaper, nevertheless, it doesn't lose its shem karban. So that would seem to be Rav Svar, that generally, unless it's accomplishing the goal it was set out to accomplish, of hechsher or heter, it's not considered a karban. But when it comes to a mechaper, we see it's brought after misa, even though in kapara achar misa memela, we also say that it can be brought shelo lishma, because you see that you don't need to achieve kapara in order for it to be a valid karban. It's enough that it should be brought l'shem Hashem. That in itself is a sufficient purpose to enable the karban to be rendered kosher. Al kopanim, we see from the Mishnah, legabe yoledes shemesa, that there is a fundamental difference between a karban chatas and a karban ola. The karban ola doesn't have a shem machshir. only the chatas has a shame machshir, and the meila there's an afkamina legabei la'achar misa and shelo lishma, that an ola which is a machaper is brought la'achar misa and shelo lishma, and a chatas which is a machshir lechol kodshim is not brought la'achar misa or shelo lishma. By a Yoledis we're talking about Lachar Misa, but that's the klal, that if it's a Machshir it's not brought Lachar Misa and also Shelo Lishma. And even though the Rambam that we quoted in the first segment of this year in Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara in Halacha Hey Perek Aleph puts together the Ola together with the Chatas and writes that a Yoledes is considered Mechuseres Kapara until she brings her Ola and her Chatas, we have to say, like we said earlier, that it's not Mamish Machshir. When we say Mechuseres Kapara, it means that it's Machshir to eat Karbanos. The Ola is not Mamish Machshir, it's just a mitzvah to bring it. But the Iker Chalos Shem Karban of this Ola is not a machshir, it's a mechaper, like we see in the Gemara that we just quoted a few minutes ago. However, we still have to understand the opinion of Rav, that even though we find mechaperim that come after Misa, like an Olas Yoledes, and from this it's definitely muchach, that Shelo Lishma is kosher, however, how do we know Taka that mechaprim are different than machshirin and matirin? When the woman dies, the chatas can't be pola hechshir, and the ola can't be pola kapara. So why do we say bring the ola? Because the kapara is you bring the carbon that's mechaper, even though in kapara achar misa, but don't bring the carbon that's machshir, ki ein hechshir achar misa. What's the difference? How does he know that? Not only that, but we find mechaprim that are not kosher shelo lishma, that lo lishma is pasul, like we see at the beginning of Zvuchim, that chatas shelo lishma is pusul lagamre. So how does Rav know from an olas yoledes to learn that it's kosher even though it wasn't mechaper? He could just as well have learned from a chatas that a chatas is not mechaper, and when it's brought shelo lishma, it's not kosher, it's pasul. So you want to find a precedent that an olas yoledes is kosher even though it's not mechaper. We have another precedent that a chatas is pasul when it's not mechaper. When it's not brought lishma, it's pasul. So don't learn from olas yoledes, learn from chatas. So how taka does the Gemara know that mechaperin are even brought after Misa? And why do we use olas yoledes as an example of kosher after lo kiper? Use chatas as an example of pasul kosher lo kiper. We also have to understand Reish Lakish, who argues on Rav b'Minchas HaOmer. What's his svara? That even though in the Gemara on Daf Hey, he asks on Rav from a Braisa, that braisa that he brings, Asham Mitzora Shenishchat Shelo Lishmo, is Ola Legabe Amizbeach. It's a Tiyufta on Rav. So there's a Tiyufta on that Rav says that an Asham Mitzora Sheshachat Shelo Lishmo is Pasul. And from the braisa you see that even Machshirim that we're in Machshir are kosher, because an Asher Mitzora is kosher, even though it's not Machshir. And that's against Rav, who says that Machshirim aren't kosher, and therefore an Asher Mitzora is puzzle. So that's a kasha on that part of Rav. But we have no tiyuftan Rav with respect to the din of Minchas Omer. Minchas Omer is, according to Rav, pasul, since it wasn't Matthew the Omer. And Reish Lakish argues with Rav legabe Minchas Omer, and he says that it's kosher. So what's Reish Lakish's svar? Even though the Minchas Omer wasn't Matir. And in fact, the Tosfos writes in Dibur HaMaskil Tiyufta that Be'emes, the Tiyufta that he brings on Rav, isn't really a Tiyufta because he brought from a Braisa. That an Asher Mitzora that was Shechta Shalol Lishma is Kasher Lagabe Mizbeach. And Rav says that it's Pasul. But Rav, you can say, Tanahu Polik. Rav has the status of a Tana. He can argue with a Braisa like we say in numerous places in Shas. So the Fipshuto, we can say that Reish Lakish is arguing on the Iker Svar of Rav. Could be that Reish Lakish holds like the first explanation that we said, the first side of the Chakira, that the Iker Yesod of Karbanos is Akrav al Hashem, and Memela, even if it doesn't achieve its purpose, nevertheless, it still has a Shem Karban. But this would be a big Chiddush, and we would have to bring a Raya for that. How do we know? How do we know that even if it doesn't achieve its tachlis, it's still considered a carbon? What's where does Reish Lakish get that from? Or we can say that Be'emes Reish Lakish holds that mitzad asvara shelo lishma is pasul. Reish Lakish really holds that shelo lishma is pasul, and that's from we learn in the Gemara in Zvachim and that Hey Amid Aleph. The Gemara there says, "Rami Reish Lakish al me ohi be midrasha." Reish Lakish was lay on his stomach in the Beis Medrash. Why is a very interesting question. Look in the Sefer Takanas HaShavan of Rav Tzadik on page 51. As the Art School Gemara links us to, if I may use an internet word, links. Umakshi, and he asked the following kasha. Im ksherim heim yiratsu vim ein miratsin lama bayin. The Mishnah taught that karbanos that are brought shelo lishma for a different type of karban are kosher, and the person isn't yotzei. Comes Reish Lakish and he asks, I don't understand. If they're kosher, then they should affect acceptance, ritsui. And yet they're not. And if they're not miratze, then they shouldn't be kosher. In the Shita Mekubetzes there, in Osa Aleph, he explains that the Iker Kasha of Reish Lakish is from what it says, that if they're not miratze, what are they doing here? What's the point of the karban? Asks Reish Lakish, if it's not miratze. And that's like the kasha the Gemara asked earlier in Zvachim and Dalet Amid Beis. Ve'eme hecha deshachat v'shelo lishma lifsalu v'shita mukubetzes in osiyud. Explains to the kasha of the Gemara that shelo shelo lifsalu is that even though we could understand why should we be pasul there's no shina labakasiv la'akev. The pasuk didn't say it twice to cause it to be ma'akev. Therefore, we have to say that mitzad hasvara they should be pasul, because since he was mishana the lishma, so it's like he was a mechaser and avoda. So you see the same type of kasha that shelo lishma should be pasul, and I'm a rat, so what's the point? They're not achieving their purpose of what they're supposed to achieve. Whatever it may be, achshara or heter. So, we see that the havan of Reish Lakish is like the derech of Rav. That it lacks its etzim shem karva. And therefore he says, Yemein meratzim lama bayim. Can't you say it's l'shem Hashem? They have to have a more concrete purpose. It lacks its shame karva. Im eina maratzim lama bayim. So there in the Gemara, Rebbe Lazar said to Reish Lakish, Matsinu bivoin la'achar misa shehen ksheirim ve'ein maratzim. We find in cases of korbanos that are brought after death that they're kosher, and yet they don't affect acceptance. They're not meratzah. And then he brings from the Yoledes that a woman that gave birth to a child and she brings her chatas and she dies, the yorshim bring the ola. So that's what the Gemara said in Menachos, even according to Rav. That Mechaprin, like the Olas Yoledes, are brought even after Misa. And therefore they can also be brought Shelo Lishma. So the same answer given to Rav in Menachos was given to Reish Lakish in Zvachim. However, Reish Lakish didn't accept the answer. And he says, Amarle, Modina lach be'ola. I agree with you about an ola. Da'asya la'achar misa. But Asham, where do I know that in Asham? D'lo asya la'achar misa min alan. Where do we know that in Asham, which can't be brought after the owner's death, you should continue doing the avoda, even though it started Shelo Lishma? So Reish Lakish is asking, that's very nice that you can have a carbon that's brought Shelo Lishma if you also find that it can be brought after death. But what are you going to do with a carbon like an asham which can't be brought after the owner's death? An asham is sent to graze until it has an amum. Whenever a chatas is left to die, an asham is sent to graze, like Rashi brings from Temura. So since the Asham is not Miratzeh, then the whole carbon shouldn't be kosher. So Ela Amar Reish Lakish. So we're skipping a little bit in the Gemara. Reish Lakish says, Eftach ana pischol anafshai. I'm going to find an opening to provide comfort for my soul. Motzas vasecha tishmor. Whatever emerges from your lips, you should do. Pasuk says, it starts off, talking about a neder. And then it concludes by talking about nidava. Motzus v'secha tishmor v'asisa kashir nadarta l'Hashem Elokecha nidava asher dibarta b'ficha. So like it says in the previous Amud, hi nidava? Is this a nidava? No, it's not a nidava. It starts talking about a neder. So which one is it? Motzus v'secha tishmor v'asisa kashir nadarta. So the Gemara says, if you did as you vowed, in other words, you brought it lishma, then it's a neder. Fulfills your vow. Vim lav, and if not, then it's a nedava. It's like you brought another carbon. So from here, Reish Lakish learns that even if it doesn't accomplish its purpose of hechsher or of heter, or of kapara, it's still going to be a kosher carbon. We learn from this that the makor of Reish Lakish, that it has a shame carbon, even if it didn't achieve its goal of ritsui, of being accepted properly, of bringing that upon the Hechsher, etc., is because of Exeris HaKasiv of Motzos Vasecha. And any person who's Makdish a Karban, even when he was Makdish it for a certain Tachlis, like Kapara or Hechsher, even if Lamaisa, this Tachlis, wasn't accomplished, nevertheless, it still has a Shem Karban. And it's as if included in his hekdesh is a stam karban nedava. So there are two aspects here. There's the kapara that he wants to achieve, or whatnot, the hekshir b'chadoyme. And then if not, encapsulated is that, there's also a nedava. So if you don't get your neder, then at least get your nedava, you exeris hakasav. Similarly, we see from this that Rav doesn't darshan this pasuk of Motzos v'secha tishmor. And that Heyam et Aleph, in Dibur HaMaschil, Lo Yadinan, Rashi explains why. But the point for our purposes is that Reish Lakish does not accept this drasha. So we see that Reish Lakish uses this drasha, and parallel to that we see Rav doesn't accept this drasha. So then we have to understand, what's Rav going to do with Reish Lakish's taina? How is he going to learn an asham that doesn't come after Misa from an ola that does come after Misa? You're right, Rav brought from an ola that comes after Misa, that an ola can also be brought shelo lishma. But an Ashim doesn't come after Misa. So how can an Ashim be brought Shelo Lishma? And yet in the Mishnah it says that it can. So Reish Lakish has Gzeres HaKasev of Motzos V'secha Tishmor. What is Rav going to do? So we have to say that Rav is going to hold like the Gemara and Daf Hei Amid Beis in Zvachim. It says there, Yosiv Rav Huna v'Rav Nachman. Yosiv Rav Huna v'Rav Nachman. V'yasiv Rav Sheshes Gabayu. Rav Huna was sitting with Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheshes was sitting with them. V'yasve v'ka'amri, they were sitting and saying, Kashi le'le Reish Lakish Asham. Reish Lakish considered the law of an Asham to be problematic. V'lo asi la'achar misa, because it's not brought after the owner's death. So since it doesn't bring the necessary kapara, so it should be completely disqualified. Lema le Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar should have answered him, Asham nami ase la'achar misa. An Asham is brought after the owner's death. When is an Asham brought after the owner's death? Generally, as we said, when a Chattas is left to die, an Asham in the parallel situation is not brought as a Karban. It's sent to graze until it gets a mum, then you redeem it, then you take the money from the pidyon, you buy an ola, and so you see that the money from the asham is brought to buy an ola, and then it's going to be used for kayetz hamizbeach, the dessert of the mizbeach. When the mizbeach is batel, they bring these olas that are there for kayetz hamizbeach. So you see that the asham does come after misa. Why did Rebbe Elazar not give that reason to explain why you can bring a karban even shelo lishma? Just like an asham you can bring la'achar misa, you can also bring it shelo lishma. So it's not a problem. You can't say asham isn't brought after misa. It is, because the money is used for kayetz and mizbeach that you sell it with. You receive when you sell it. Amalu Rav Sheshes, Asham lemay karev lemosara. So Rav Sheshes says, what is an asham offered for after the death of its owner? Lemosara, for its residual. In other words, the money that you obtain from selling the asham with the mum is now used to buy olos, as we explain. That's what it means, mosara. Mosaro, it's residual, what's brought after you sell it. Frek the Gemara, Rav Sheshes, chatas nami mikrav karva mosara. But in the case of a chatas also, the mosar is offered after the death of its owner. And therefore, since a chatas is still puzzle when it's brought shelo lishma, we see that it's not a factor. Don't tell me that an asham is karev lemosaro, and therefore it could be offered shelo lishma. A chatas is also karev karva mosara, and yet it can't be brought shelo lishma. This Rashi says is talking about a case where a person sets aside two animals for his chatas. One is achrayas for the other. If the first one becomes lost, after the first one is brought as a chatas, the second animal is sent to graze, then it gets a mum, and then it's sold and you buy an ola. Now in this case, even if the owner dies, we don't say that the extra chatas dies, like generally, that a chatas shemesu ba'aleh, the chatas dies. But here we don't say that, because the owner already got his kapara when he was still alive with the first animal, and therefore what we do is we sell it and we use the moser. We buy an ola with the moser achatas. That's what the Gemara said. Chatas nami mikra of karba mosara. So why should it? So just like chatas is in kasher lo lishma, asher mosar shem mikadosh lo lishma. Answer the Gemara, no. Chatas afagav the karba mosara miyat rachmana hu. A chatas, even though you do bring its residual offering, but there's a miut. It says about lo lishma, hu. Hu means that it's not kosher from this miut of hu. It's not kosher if it's brought shelo lishma. V'shachar also mashu shezchar olif ne'ashem chatas hu. So hu implies that it has to remain a chatas. If it doesn't remain a chatas, i.e. if it's not brought lishma l'shem chatas, then it's not a good carbon. Frak the Gemara, wait a second. You want to say the reason a chatas isn't kosher lo lishma because it says hu? Ashem namik siv behu. Ashem, it also says hu. Therefore an ashem, just like a chatas, should be completely puzzle if it's brought shelo lishma. And it says the Gemara, hahu la'achar akhtarasei murim hu dichsiv. No, that, the term it, is talking about after you burn the emurim. So you can't learn from there that if it's brought, if the asham is offered shelo lishma, that it is pasul. As we know, as Rashi explains, that the owner of a karban receives kapara when you do the zrikas hadam. And therefore, when you burn the emurim and the mizbeach, that doesn't affect the kashrus of the karban. The karban is kashrus even if they're not burned at all. So asham hu cannot mean that the emurim have to be burned lishma. So since it's written hu after the aktaras emurim, it can't possibly be talking about bringing the carbon lishma. Kidisanya, avalashem lo nemar bohuel achartos murim. But concerning an asham, it only says who after the aktaras emurim fuatzmem lo aktur emurav kasher, and the carbon itself is kasher even if they don't bring the emurim. Ad kan divrei agamar. So we see from this that we don't need to learn the din of shelo lishma being kosher by mechaprim from the pasuk of motzas vasecha tishmor, because you could also learn it from an ola that comes la'achar misa. And don't say that maybe that's dafka with an ola that comes la'achar misa and not other kachim, because even other kachim, like an asham, shemesu be'alav, you have a din that it comes la'achar misa because it grazes and then the money is used to buy an ola l'kayetz ha'mizbeach. And even though with a chatas, you also have a chatas that's brought for kayetz ha'mizbeach, like we saw before when you have a second chatas for achrayus, but b'chatas we have a gzeres hakosuv that it's pasul, because it says who. And from this we learn that it's pasul agamri when it's shelo l'shma, masha enkein. Other karbanos, which don't have a gzeres hakosuv, since we see it, that they're brought la'achar misa, even shelo l'shma is going to be kasher. It emerges then, according to our analysis, that both according to Rav and according to Reish Lakish, mitzad hasvara, we should say that lo lishma is pasul in all kachim. Mechaprim, matirim, machshirim, it doesn't matter. All types of karbanos are going to be pasul shelo lishma. The only thing is that Rav holds that since we find that mechaprim come la'achar misa, like an olas yoledes, and like an asham lemosaro, the residual asham offering is also brought after death for the ola, the kaitim is back, like we explained, when it's grazing and getting a mum and then selling it for an ola. And an olas yoledes, that even after she dies you bring it. So you see that it's brought even after Misa. So we say, according to Rav, that Mechaprim Shaini and Shelo Lishma is also kosher. Masha'en Kain, those karbanos that are Matirin and Machshirin, so there the Svar remains that since they weren't Machshir, why are they coming? The only exception to this rule is a Chatas. That's mechaper, and it's pasul shelo lishma. Why? We said all mechaperim are kosher shelo lishma because by chadas we have gzeiros hakasuv. Of who? It has to be a chadas throughout. If it's not, it loses its shame chadas. That's it. It's not a carbon. It's nothing. But besides a chadas, all mechaperim are okay if they're not lishma, because we see a precedent by the asham and by the Ola, that the Mechaper and our Mechaper, even Lachar Misa, so to Shelo Lishma. But that's only Mechaper. Machshirim, no. And even amongst the Mechaperim, Chatas, no, because we've exerted Sakasav against Chatas. And Reish Lakish argues with Rav, not because he doesn't subscribe to his basic Svara. He also asks in Zvachim that if it's not Mechaper, then by golly, why is it coming? As we saw earlier, we quoted the Gemara, Nafheim and Aleph. Remember, he was on his stomach, and he says, Imein Meratzim, Lama Baim. If they're not Meratzim, then what are they coming for? Only he argues and says that you can't learn from an asha, from the fact that they come la'achar misa. Because if so, what are you going to do with an asham? Because an asham itself is not karev la'achar misa. So how then can you say that an asham can be brought shelo lishma if it's not brought itself la'achar misa? And this teretz of mechaprim shaini, because we find that they come la'achar misa, Reish Lakish doesn't accept. He says that's very nice for an ola, but what are you going to do about an asham? An asham itself is not brought after the misa sabayim, and therefore Reish Lakish goes on a different derech, and he says that all kachim are kasher shelo lishman is mikoach the gzeres hakasuv of motzas vasecha. And from there we learn that any karban that's mukdash has a shame karban even if it doesn't do its peula. And that's shayach legabe kol hakachim, mechaprim, matirin, machshirin. So that's why Reish Lakish is matir all karbanos shelo lishman ma'asheh kein rav, only the mechaprim. So it emerges therefore that there's really no machlokes between Rav and Reish Lakish. Both of them, we say the svar of imena mechaprim or matir or machshir and lamehim boim. They're just arguing the drashas of the psukim. Reish Lakish holds that we have exeris hakasuv, that even if you're a makdish a carbon for a certain sarach like minchas ha'omer to be matir, even if it doesn't make the head there, nevertheless it's kosher b'la'akrava, And this we find by Machshirin as well, of Mitzara, Nazir, Chadome. And if so, that then Minchas Omer Shekamtza Shalol Lishma is Karev is not because of Kedushas Hayom, because by Asher Mitzara and Nazir, their Karev is Shalol Lishma. And what Kedushas Hayom, what Chovas Hayom do you have there? So it must be Al Tzigzeres HaKasuv, that any carbon that's Mukdash, even the Tzorech Mesuyam, nevertheless it still has a shame carbon. Even if it's not Poel, that's Tzorech. Ashen Kain Rav, Rav doesn't learn from this Pasuk. Rav sticks with the original Svara, that if it's not achieving its purpose of Kapara, Atara, Heksher, why does it come? And all Rav can learn from is that Mechaprim are brought, because Mechaprim are also brought Lachar Misa. Therefore they can also be brought Shalol Shman. And I have a Kasha on him from Asham, so we'd, like we said, Rav Tanu V'Palit. So, obviously, this is just the beginning. There's so much more to learn about this sugya and bechlal in Torah. We should all be zoche. Lul modu l'lamid lishmar v'lasas l'kaim is called divrei samot haresu. We have amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.